Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Knowing Christ Ministries Half Hour, or as we like to think of it, the 30 minutes during which we focus on our Lord Jesus Christ, the one true Son of God Almighty. From my earlier broadcasts, you know that I had wanted to do a series discussing the history and lyrics of hymns. For those of you who may be wondering why during this series that I've been reading and discussing the lyrics to hymns, and I don't just play a recording, it's because the lyrics to the hymns we're discussing in this series are off copyright, which means I can use the words royalty-free. I don't have to pay for them. However, each time an artist records the music with these words, it's that musical arrangement that comes under a new copyright, and for that privilege, I'd have to pay whopping royalties, and we're not a rich ministry. So, I'm prohibited from actually playing any hymns because of that, and we're just going to discuss lyrics. So, there you go. As some of you know, I'm actually very partial to the lyrics and hymns, and they make me actually stop and think of how blessed we are to have our Lord Jesus Christ in our lives, and literally with us 24/7. I actually listen to traditional hymns all day long on streaming audio, and when I hear words like, "Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand, I'm tired, I'm weak, I'm worn, through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home." Well, when I hear words like that, I literally stop whatever it is I'm doing and I pause to reflect. There are so many, many times we all feel weak, all feel so defeated, and our precious, precious Lord is right there for us with hands outstretched to take ours. Well, I truly do get overwhelmed, but I also get much stronger and I feel at peace. So without further ado, today I want to discuss our need for the Lord, our very, ever-present 24/7 need, a need that is present every hour, every minute, every second of the day. And yes, today's hymn, you may guess, is "I Need Thee Every Hour." Now, we live in a nation that worships the concept of independence. I'm an independent person. We are an independent state. We don't foster dependence. We don't praise someone who is dependent. We praise people who are independent. We often tell people, "Stop being so needy." Well, the truth be told, we are all needy. We all need and receive help from God and others on a regular basis. Now, I'm going to share a story that Max Lucado talks about, and it's an encounter that he had with his three-year-old little nephew named Lawson. Now, mind you, this is actually a quote from Lucado, and this is him talking. "He asked me to play some basketball. A toe-headed spark plug of a boy, he delights in anything round and bouncy. When he spotted the basketball and goal in my driveway, he couldn't resist. The ball, however, was as big as his midsection. The basket was three times his height. His best heaves fell short. So I set out to help him. I lowered the goal from 10 feet to 8 feet. I led him closer to the target, and I showed him how to granny toss the ball. Well, nothing helped. The ball never threatened the net. So I gave him a lift. With one hand on his back and my other beneath his little bottom, I lifted him higher and higher until he was eye level with the rim. 'Make a basket, Lawson,' I urged, and he did. He rolled the ball over the iron hoop, and down it dropped. And how did little Lawson respond? Still cradled in my hands, he punched both fists into the air and declared, 'All by myself, all by myself.'" Interesting perspective. Aren't we all the same sometimes? Yet in our lives, we sometimes let radical independence keep us from seeking out help at all. We need him every hour. So let's get to discussing the hymn itself. The hymn was written by Annie Sherwood Hawks, who lived from 1835 to 1918, and reflects the same general characteristics of those of the other of other 19th century female hymn writers. And it's interesting because all women seem to employ a first-person account that grows out of a deep personal piety, resulting in a language of intimacy between the singer and the Savior. That's not always the case with a lot of the male hymn writers for some reason, but it's very typical of female hymnists. And what's interesting about this particular hymn, I Need Thee Every Hour, is there's a lot of different scripture verses that this particular hymn is said to relate to. And what's even more interesting about that is, again, it's from the perspective of people writing blogs and newsletters and sermons on this. And, of course, we're going to review all of the scripture verses shortly. But each believes that their specific verse is exactly the sole verse that inspired but anyway, first I want to give you a little history of the writer, Annie Hawks. A New York native, Hawks displayed a gift for verse at the early age of 14, contributing poems on a regular basis to a variety of newspapers. And though she composed over 400 hymn texts, just the words, I Need Thee Every Hour is actually the only hymn of hers that's still sung today out of all 400. Now, following her marriage to Charles Hawks in 1859, much of her life centered on the domestic aspects of rearing three children. She was a member of Hanson Place Baptist Church in Brooklyn, New York, where Dr. Robert Lowry, a prominent writer of gospel songs, was her pastor. And Lowry encouraged the gift that he saw in her poetry. Now, there's an interesting personal account of how I Need Thee Every Hour came to be. And again, these are Hawks' specific words now. Like I say, I'm quoting her. I remember well the circumstances under which I wrote the hymn. It was a bright June day, and I became so filled with the sense of the nearness of my Master that I began to wonder how anyone could live without him in joy or pain. And suddenly the words, I need thee every hour, flashed into my mind, and very quickly the thought had full possession of me. Seating myself by the open windows, I caught up my pencil and committed the words to paper, almost as they are today. A few months later, Dr. Robert Lowry composed the tune I Need Thee Every Hour for the hymn, and at that point he also added a refrain. For myself, the hymn at its writing was prophetic rather than expressive of my own experiences, for it was wafting out of the world on the wings of joy and love instead of under the stress of great personal sorrow with which it has often been associated. At first, I did not understand why the hymn so greatly touched the throbbing heart of humanity. Years later, however, under the shadow of a great loss, I came to understand something of the comforting power of the words I had been permitted to give out to others in my hours of sweet serenity and peace. And the hymn has been changed a bit throughout the ages. For example, as I said, when the music for the hymn was first written, the music was composed, Lowry actually added the refrain. Ira Sankey, a great revival musician for Dwight Moody, used this hymn at the National Baptist Sunday School Association Convention in the same year, in 1872, and it then appeared in the Royal Diadem for the Sunday School, which was an 1873 collection compiled by both Lowry and William Doan. Now, what's interesting is the phrase, I need thee, is at the center of the intimacy expressed in this hymn. And its persistent repetition is a common device used by hymn writers of the era, which, of course, is something that many musicians and songwriters of Christian music still use today. But what's actually interesting about this is if we include the refrain that Lowry added, Hawks' hymn actually pleads, I need thee, that actual phrase, I need thee, over 20 times when all five stanzas of the song are sung. And it's this close relationship with Christ that stands in stark contrast to more objective hymns, for example, that are based on God's mighty acts and the theology of the Trinity. So perhaps the Christian life exists somewhere between these two poles of praising the all-powerful God and creating the intimacy of a personal relationship with Jesus. Most of the hymns that we've reviewed in our series are focused on that personal relationship and that level of intimacy of walking in the garden alone. Now, many Christians, even today, struggle with the language of submission that accompanies a lot of the 19th century gospel hymns. For example, we talked about Blessed Assurance by Fanny Crosby. In her second stanza, she discusses perfect submission, perfect delight. Well, Lowry's refrain adds, "I come to thee," which is another note of submission to how Hawkes had just written, "I need thee every hour." Now, these personal devotional hymns have their place. They provide glimpses into the life of women who were segregated from the positions of leadership, even in the church, because of their gender, and leading lives separate from their spouses, primarily in domestic settings, and we talked about Hawkes rearing her children. But women at that time had little voice in the public world. Now, sermons and speeches were made by, of course, many men in the public sectors of church and society. And what's interesting is those sermons, those speeches may have been long forgotten, and in general are, unless, of course, you do some research and try and find some artifacts and recorded transcripts of events. But songs like this hymn, written by a woman, primary area was the relative quiet of the home, they're still sung praising our Lord. And as I had mentioned, Hawkes didn't understand how this helped soothe people and give them hope in their times of despair, because she wrote it when she was feeling joyful and peaceful and loving. But she also writes that following the death of her husband, Hawkes reflected on the power of her song. And of course, this is another quote of hers. "I did not understand at first why this hymn had touched the great throbbing heart of humanity. It was not until long after, when the shadow fell over my way, the shadow of a great loss," which of course she's referring to the death of her husband, "that I understood something of the comforting power in the words which I had been permitted to give out to others in my sweet hour, or my hour of sweet serenity and peace." Actually, I just said that before, so that was a bit of a repeat there, so I apologize. But anyway, let's look at and listen carefully to the lyrics. "I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee every hour. Stay thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when thou art nigh. I need thee every hour, in joy or pain. Come quickly and abide, or life is vain. I need thee every hour, teach me thy will, and thy rich promises in me fulfill. I need thee every hour, most holy one. Oh, make me thine indeed, thou blessed son." And as I said at the start, the lyrics are said to be associated with a number of different scripture hymns, or scripture verses, rather. There's no real answer from Hawkes on this, but I am going to read the verses here, and you can listen. I want you to feel God's word and decide for yourself personally which you think apply most. And personally, from my perspective, I think they all apply. So the first is Psalm 57. 57. "God Most High, have pity on me, have mercy. I run to you for safety. In the shadow of your wings I seek protection till danger dies down. I pray to you, my protector. You will send help from heaven and save me." Psalms 86, verse 1. Incline your ear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. And then some actually believe this is based on the exhortation of Jesus written in John 15, verses 4 and 5. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, I am in him. The same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. The next scripture verse is from Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Then we're continuing on a little longer, more fully, not just Psalm 86, verse 1, which I had mentioned, bow down thine ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy, but actually going through from verses 1 through 5, which start out again, bow down thine ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou my God, save my servant that trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plentiful in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Of course, there's Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. There's Nahum chapter 1, verse 7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Psalm 36, verse 7. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. And I absolutely love 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Of course, I love all of Scripture. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Psalms 9, verse 10. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. Who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust, that he will yet deliver us. So, as has been said in a number of the articles on hymns, and I agree, I can't make it in this life all by myself. I'm a very worldly independent woman when it comes to the ways of the world and conducting my life. But I am a very dependent woman when it comes to knowing that everything comes from the Lord, and I need him every hour, every moment, and I seek him every hour and every moment. I know he is with me every hour and every moment, 24/7. There is no doubt in my mind, and all I can do is pray that I am like the warrior David, that I will run to the Lord in safety, knowing that he will send what I need from heaven, because I need him every hour. So come quickly, Lord, abide, or life is indeed vain. Well, dear friends, we're just about out of time. So with that, I invite you to contact us with any comments or questions you might have on this or any show. And I ask you to join us in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for sending your Son Jesus to die for our sins. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for welcoming us and enabling us to have a platform to spread your messages and how your message can be applied to our lives here on this earth, our current home away from our permanent future home in the heavenlies. Father, we ask for your blessing as we listen to stories and history behind some of the wonderful worship and praise music written to glorify you. For truly, how great thou art. What a blessed assurance we have in here. We desperately need thee every hour. And we thank you for providing a foretaste of glory so divine, just knowing you, walking with you, and for the glorious privilege of being able to praise you. We pray that others feel drawn to come to you and reach out their hands as well, finding safety, security, peace, and faith, and knowing that you're there to lead them home as well. And it's in your ever, ever blessed name, dear Lord Jesus, I pray. Amen. I want to thank you for listening to us today. If you'd like more information on our speaking engagements or have us visit your church or organization, please email us at info@knowingchrist.com. We also offer biblical counseling locally and throughout the world through Skype to individuals or couples. For updates or invitations for new shows, please visit our Facebook page and like us to stay in the know. I usually use our Facebook page to announce the broadcasts and what's scheduled for any particular week or series, along with times we'll be broadcasting, unless it just pops up and I get online and say, okay, I'm going to record a broadcasting show, which is exactly what happened tonight. So there was no forewarning, and I apologize for that. But especially having our app to interact with us, please, please like us and make certain to check back on that page regularly. This is really important that you like us on Facebook, because if the algorithm doesn't generate our postings to your newsfeed, it's because you haven't liked us or don't interact with us frequently. It's just like with any of your personal friends on Facebook. The more you interact with them, the more likely you are to see posts from them. The same as with groups and other pages. The more you interact with those pages, the more likely you are that the algorithm within Facebook is going to generate their feed on your news post. Similarly, we have other ways that we reach you on Facebook. So we use that as a real strong medium, and I recommend you visit us there. As I mentioned, we have our app, Knowing Christ Ministries Tracks. It's available for free download for both the iOS and Android platforms. We've got a short 15-minute broadcast that can help you find, download, and use the app. And I strongly, strongly suggest you locate that and listen, then find and download and use the app. We love hearing from people. That offers the perfect preset option with an email already addressed to us from within the app. You just need to add text into the message and just shoot it off right from within the body of the app. You can interact with us live when we're doing our radio shows. Shoot me a message while I'm broadcasting. I mean, it's really cool. You can email a broadcast to somebody else from within there. You can send it as a message to someone, and you can actually attach any of our broadcasts from within the app directly to your Facebook newsfeed. It's really pretty cool. So I just strongly recommend that you find, download, and use the app. I invite you to join us next week when we may or may not discuss another hymn. I haven't decided on that yet. If we don't, there'll be a topical lesson taught and possibly from one of the scripture verses from tonight. I don't know. I'm still leaning towards doing a series on prophecy and the prophets. But until then, please remember, it's not what you know, it's who you know. This is Dr. Danielle West for Knowing Christ Ministries saying, may Christ continue to bless you richly. Have a blessed week, my friends.